Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment, where she is home with Adriana and has just called Judge Richard Gamage.
It'd be a miracle if he's actually in his office.
Hello, you've reached Judge Gamage's chambers. May I help you?
Yes.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I'm trying to reach Richard right now. I'm the assistant principal at Windsor Academy, and I need to speak to him right away regarding his daughter, Stacy.
You're actually in luck. He's normally not in at this time, but he happens to be in his office right now. Let me see if he's free.
I'm on hold, but I think I'm getting through.
Really?
Richard Gamage speaking. How can I help you?
Judge Gamage, this is Leslie Sweeney at Windsor Academy. I wanted to call you about your daughter, Stacy. Judge, it seems some of the girls here at school have been teasing your daughter about the fact that she's adopted. I thought you should know.
But school's out.
Right. Well, this happened a few days ago, but I had to go out of town suddenly, and I'm just now able to call.
No one knows that my daughter is adopted, so how could anyone be teasing her about it? There must be some mistake.
Yes, I think you must be right. Sorry to have bothered you.
Well?
Stacy is adopted, Adriana, and now it's time to go tell Zoe that you have proof.
At his apartment, Todd is talking with Hannah and his nephew, Bobby.
Well, what did Mom say when you talked to her?
Let's just say that, you're a dead man, Bobby. And so am I for being a fool brave enough to even ask her.
So it didn't go well?
Look, Alicia said that you're going back to Erie with her and you're going to go back to school to Erie State whether you like it or not.
But I'm 18. She can't make me go back there.
What are you going to do, Bobby? What are you going to live on the street?
I can stay here. Please, come on, Todd. Help me out.
I'm not going to let you stay here unless Alicia gives you the green light. I'm sorry.
Now what do I do?
All right. Go over to Raven and Max and talk to her. Agree to go into school here and figure out a way to convince her that you won't be going to hell by being away from home.
Maybe Raven can talk to her.
Raven has enough on her plate right now, Bobby. This sounds like something you're just going to have to handle all on your own.
All right. Well, at least you tried. I guess I should get back over there and take my beat down.
Try to act like a mature adult, Bobby. I know it'll be hard, but give it a shot.
Funny. Okay, I'll catch you guys later.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Alone at last.
I hope I didn't do anything wrong by agreeing to let him stay here. Not that Alicia's ever going to agree to it.
This could seriously cut down on our alone time. Although, Ellie is never home these days, so we could be alone in our place most nights.
Well, I think we'll have to learn to take advantage of the alone time we have it. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I think I do.
I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
At her studio apartment, Heidi is talking with Clint.
How are you feeling? How's the baby?
I actually had a checkup this morning, and it seems to be all right.
You went for a checkup? Why didn't you tell me? I would have went with you.
It's okay. I got the check your mom sent over, and I used it to see a doctor.
Good. But that's not a good long-term solution. You need regular care. I'm going to be working at the rec center full-time this summer. I'll contribute every day to our baby.
That's nice, Clint. I have a job now, too.
You found a job? Where?
Working for Larissa Davies. She needs someone part-time to help her take care of her son, and since I'm a nurse now, she hired me to do the job.
But you don't have any baby experience.
I know, but she has some weird bond with my brother, and she feels sorry for me. This is what my life has come to, taking handouts from anyone.
It won't always be like this. I'm going to provide for you and the baby. I'll find a way. I helped create this situation, and we're in this together.
It's so hard to believe I have a little life inside me. It's like somehow this baby was sent to me to replace the void in my life from Carl's death.
We may not have planned it, but we can still love it the same. I love it already.
You really are the sweetest guy I've ever met, Clint.
I never had a father, Heidi. You're never going to have to worry about raising this child on your own like my mom did. I'm going to be a great dad. I just know it.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is working at the nurse's station when Adriana walks up.
Hello, Zoe.
Adriana, if you're expecting me to open my arms and call you Mama, you can forget it. I don't care what anyone says, I know who my mother was, and having someone else's blood in my veins doesn't mean anything to me.
Zoe, I didn't give you up of my own free will. You have to let me explain this to you.
I know that already, Adriana. Maybe it's true, maybe it isn't. I don't care. My world has been tossed upside down, and it's going to be a long, long time before I can even think about all this and understand and make any sense of it.
I talked to my brother Andrew, and I know your attention right now is focused on something else. I understand that, and I'm here to help you.
Here to help? How?
I can help you with Stacy, if you'll let me.
I can't believe Andrew went and told you something I told him in confidence.
Well, for once in his life, he was trying to help. The point is, I want to help you.
And just how can you possibly help me?
By giving you proof that Stacy Gamage was adopted.
What? How do you know that?
Well, my sister Alex got Stacy's father to admit it on the phone. You know Alex, she gave him a phony story about being from her school and that Stacy was getting teased about it. So he admitted it.
Oh my God, I knew it! Screw Chuck Landers, it's time I go take some action.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.